It's been more than a decade since the defeat of the Republican movement in the 1990s by referendum. But yet again, it seems as though the idea of transforming Australia into a republic is once again gaining momentum. The Australian Republican Movement wants to recognise the Indigenous community as Australians. Eduardo Jordan has this story.
The Australia becoming a republic debate is in the spotlight again, and it's gaining momentum. The Shadow Minister for Communications and Broadband, Malcolm Turnbull, supports the movement and says this time the movement will engage Australians.
We will win this battle, we will become a republic, when we have succeeded in engaging all of the Australian people.
This is the first time the debate has risen its head since it was defeated by referendum in the 1990s. Now, the Australian Republican Movement has declared republicanism in Australia will recognise everyone as Australian, including Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities.
The Republic, for us, is all about recognising all Australians. It's all about including all Australians and not defining Australia in the way that our Constitution does, in a very exclusive way and in a way that ignored Indigenous Australians and that assumed that we were going to remain a bastion of the British Empire. So it's only logical that the Australian Republican Movement wants to see a recognition of the first Australians. The Australian Republican Movement emphatically supports the recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians in the Constitution. And we would envisage in a republic, when that comes, that indeed the recognition of the first Australians would be an essential founding principle of the republic.
That was David Morris, the National Director of the Australian Republican Movement, explaining the idea of including the Indigenous community as Australians. According to Mr. Morris, the Australian Constitution needs to change to show Australia's values, and one of them is recognising the Indigenous community as Australians. He also says it's good the government is pushing to recognise Indigenous community as Australians, but still, the Constitution is still outdated and needs more updates.
There are two things about our Constitution that are out of date in 2013 and need to be updated to reflect today's Australia and the way that we want to face the future as a nation. And one of them is one that we're very proud to see that we're dealing with as a nation, and that is the recognition of the first Australians. The other element of our Constitution that is out of date is that when our Constitution was created, we imagined ourselves as being part of a British Empire. We imagined ourselves as not a fully independent nation, but a constituent of the British Empire. And of course, that empire no longer exists, and we now today are proudly independent, multicultural nation with our own interests and playing our own role in the world. And Australians are ready and have been ready for some time to have one of us as our head of state.
Mr. Morris says the Australian Republican Movement is consulting with the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander leaders to promote the idea of a republic where everyone is included.
We have been consulting with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander leaders, and we are consulting with all Australians. The republic is an issue that respects every Australian. It's about saying that we are all proudly Australian and this nation is ours.